My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, kickoff tomorrow, folks. How many are you heading down to the stadium tomorrow? I'm kind of curious about that, too. I wonder what kind of crowd they'll have tomorrow. It should be, I mean, I don't know what the weather is. I probably should have looked at the weather before I even brought that up. But Packers, 425, good time to play a football game in the afternoon. You can get stuff done in the morning. You still got your night. The next two games are 425 kicks, so it's the Packers tomorrow, and then it's the Vikings next week before their week three game in the preseason is against Seattle. That's a late one. I don't know why. Maybe we're making a bigger deal out of that at all. 10 o'clock Eastern? Oh, man. That'll be a fun one. But I guess maybe the first hour will be good if Deshaun Watson's playing quarterback in that game against Seattle. But it's the Packers tomorrow. That's really where our focus is as the Browns get set to start this preseason. Jeff, it seemed like it got here kind of quick, didn't it? And maybe it's because they split training camp in half, going to Greenbrier and then coming back here for the last week.
Quick?
Yeah, it feels like it's gone by pretty fast.
Okay. I don't have a feeling for that at all, one way or the other. I am a little surprised that football is upon us now. It's been weird to me because maybe it's because of the Olympics. That might be it, because I've been more focused on the Olympics than I have on preseason football so far, around the NFL, certainly not the Browns. But the Olympics have been attracting my attention more than anything, that and the Guardians.
Yeah. No, I can understand that. I don't know. My eyes just been on it because it just feels like, you know, football starts that last week of July, whether it's, you know, pro or high school, all kinds of high school stuff. Today, too, with scrimmages for week one and scrimmages for high school as well. I'm ready to jump in the pool and start watching some football here and getting into it. But it is kind of hard to get into the Browns a little bit because, you know, they're probably the starters who will play aren't going to play very long. But it is a chance to go out and watch this team and see what they would do. The stuff I've been reading about camp doesn't sound like it's been – it sounds like it's been, you know, mandated by – the Players Association a little bit by what they can do and what they can't do. And, you know, a lot of talk about not going full go in practice, not a lot of full pad practices. You can take it one way or another. It was just funny because we were sitting here with Hanford the other day, or even Josh yesterday, and thinking about how much these training camps have changed over the years for, you know, how much physical activity they used to have, you know, hitting guys and playing hard. And just like, I go back and I think about when LeCharles Bentley got hurt, and I was just like, man, I don't think that would happen these days because it doesn't seem like they practice the same way. And so when you look and you kind of digest where we are with football right now, I'm expecting an ugly looking scrimmage tomorrow, but that's okay. It's a scrimmage. I do want to see the players I want to see and see how well executed. I am a little bit interested to see what limited, you know, tweaks there will be to the offense, but I don't think you can truly read into them unless your starting quarterback is there and your starting offensive line.
That's the weird thing about preseason football, Andy. You're not going to start people. You're not going to start your quarterback and blah, 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 which makes you wonder, why do you play the games?
I don't question that. I think you're right.
Why do you play them? If you're not going to play people, why are we playing these games?
To get reps.
For whom?
Well,
for guys who aren't going to play in the regular season?
Yeah, or for guys you're trying to figure out how they're going to fill into your depth chart, if they're going to be here
or
not.
Yeah, I know,
but
guess what? Can't you do that in practice?
Some guys are practice players. Some guys are game players. But I just don't – we're not in that position right now. This isn't a, oh, man, I can't wait to see who wins that left tackle job. You know, it's – if Jed Wills is healthy, he's going to be your left tackle. You know, and
– You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. Well, what do you think? Think they might trade him to get Brandon Ayuk? I don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is the idea of having a 6'9" guard or tackle with good feet at left tackle, I find quite appealing.
Okay. Yeah, I just. So, what are you watching for tomorrow? What do you want to see?
I want to see Jameis Winston. I do.
You want to see? Him just to run the ball every
Andy,
play?
There's not a whole heck of a lot more to see in a first preseason game when you're not going to roll out most of your guys. If Deshaun Watson's not throwing passes to anybody, I don't care about Jerry Jeudy. I don't care about Cedric Tillman. If Deshaun's not playing, I don't care about anybody except Jameis Winston.
Okay, how about defense? You care about anyone on defense?
I want to see Devin Bush if he plays. Maybe Michael Hall.
Could we have a battle between Cade York and Dustin Hopkins then?
There's no battle.
You got to give me something, Jeff. There's got to be a reason.
I just did. Jameis Winston, go. Watch.
Yeah, but there's no battle there. That's just a matter of watching.
I don't want to see a battle. There are no battles. There aren't.
I was a little intrigued by the fact they brought in another long snapper.
That was weird.
Charlie Hewlett has been the man and signed a 4-year deal in 2022.
Cover yourself, right?
Yeah.
Are you just covering yourself just in case something happens with Charlie?
I don't. What is it, Rex?
Or do you want to have one just in case somebody else loses theirs and you can trade? You can get them trade a 7th-round pick.
Is this the most lackluster preseason then in the history of Browns football?
Oh. I can't give you a preseason that was luster.
Well, we've had battles before, though. We wanted to see who was going to win positions. Yeah,
I know. That is very true. I think it's a great thing about our team, if you want to know the truth. I think that's really good.
I mean, I beg to ask the question then. Does anyone care? Do you care about tomorrow's game at all? Are you pumped the fact that the Browns will be on the field, whether the game counts or not? What are you going to learn from tomorrow's game? I don't know. I think I'm going to see some guys that...
Are you taking me the wrong way? I am actually pumped about the game.
I don't feel it at all.
Because I want to see Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Let's go.
So when Winston goes out and... You know,
well, then I want to see DTR and I'll even want to see Tyler Huntley. Seriously, I want to see the other quarterbacks. That's all I want to see. There's nothing else that I'm going to see tomorrow that it's going to make me think much of anything. Because I think we're so locked into our starters on the offensive side of the ball that if Deshaun Watson isn't playing, I don't know if I'm going to get a real good feel for it. You know, I've always liked Jerry Jeudy, but I've liked the idea of what I think Jerry Jeudy can be more than what I've actually liked in results. But I don't think we get a great indication about him until we see him with Deshaun Watson.
So let's see what
Jameis can do with a cast of characters who may or may not be playing with Deshaun Watson.
I'm not overly amped about tomorrow's game, but there are things I do want to see. And there's always somebody that comes out of one of these games that becomes a camp darling. After you watch them, you're like, oh, man, did you see Jamari Thrash? That's a possibility. Because Thrash will probably see a ton of time tomorrow, the 5th-round pick. From this past year. And so, I mean, you'll end up coming up with a camp darling or a preseason darling that happens every year. And then by the time we hit the regular season, you're like, oh, what happened? Last year's darling, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, right?
Well, and yes, but he was also a draft choice. So you knew that
Thrash.
You knew he was going to get a good look.
Yeah, but you also know that, and both those guys, 5th-round picks, as a matter of fact, that There'll be someone that will jump off the page for you and be like, why isn't this guy playing? Why isn't this guy doing this? And then when they hit the regular season, if they make it, and they make it by the skin of their teeth, but we don't realize that because we're on the outside looking in, and now all of a sudden they hit it, and then they hit it during the regular season, you're like, ooh, I thought that guy was better. He really dominated during the preseason. Now I can't get a read. Why? Because guys have stepped it up, and they're starting to play at 100% rather than where they are in preseason, just trying to stay healthy and move forward. Dan, is there anything you're excited about for tomorrow's game?
Nope. I mean, you want me to lie to you, or you want me to try to church it
nothing,
up a little?
Nothing. What if I said to you, you've got to be excited about one thing in tomorrow's game. You have to pick one thing to look forward to, and you can't say Jameis Winston.
0-0-0 in the fourth quarter with no injuries. That's what I want. I want 0-0-0 fourth quarter, no injuries. You know, if we don't have the training staff come out for anything, that's the biggest win that this team can ask for. You're good now. Like, this is the thing we all have to wrap our heads around. Yeah. You're good now. You are a good football team. You are a proven good football team coming off a playoff appearance. This is all air. I'm not trying to sound like a jerk when I say this. When I talk to my extended family up in Wisconsin, they don't even know when the preseason games are. I was up there last week, and
Packers are playing tomorrow against the Browns?
No, most of them don't even know because they're good and they're proven and it all doesn't matter. See, all you care about is, does everybody walk off the field healthy? That's it.
This is why the NFL just needs to get rid of these games. I mean, you've got three guys who love the NFL and we're grasping at straws to find a reason to pay attention and want to get into these games. You know, I do have one. I want to see quarterbacks. Why? Because I love the process and I love the depth and I love the backups.
Yeah, you are all about, you're Mr. Process. I can't believe that you're not like,
well, Andy, there's no process.
You go out and buy a giant bag of popcorn because you're ready for tomorrow's game and you can't wait to watch this.
There's no process. As Dan said, they're good. We know who the guys are. You know, when the season begins, you're going to have Jedrick Wills or DeJuan Jones at left tackle. You're going to have Betonio at left guard. Posick's going to be at center. Wyatt Teller's going to be at right guard. And Jack Conklin or DeJuan Jones is going to be at right tackle. And you're going to have Amari Cooper and Jerry Jeudy and Elijah Moore at wide receiver. And hopefully Cedric Tillman. Njoku's going to be your tight end. You're going to have Jerome Ford in the backfield.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Deshaun Watson will be under center. Let's go. Bring on the Cowboys. Let's go. This is why the NFL needs to get rid of these games.
Do they? That's my question for you. 216-474-0092. Should they end these regulars or these preseason games and just get right to the regular season, or is there a need and necessity for preseason games? And also, what are you watching for tomorrow? Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.